For the last couple of days, we've heard about the martyrdom of Saint Stephen. And today we see the effect of that. And we're in this Easter season where we're preparing for Pentecost, that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, where the readings from the Acts of the Apostles are post-Pentecostal readings. The early church, the disciples, the apostles, have already been filled with the Holy Spirit, and so they're living in that reality. And so we can see the differing effect of what happened to the apostles when they saw the death of Jesus. Remember what they did? They went back to the upper room and locked themselves behind the door because of fear. And here we have, in the aftermath of that first martyrdom, one of their friends, one of the men that they had chosen to help them in their ministry, to see him stoned, and their response is to go out. To not hunker down, not to be locked in fear, but to use this opportunity to scatter, in a good sense of the word. You know, St. Augustine teaches us that in the realm of God and the question of why bad things happen to good people, bad things only happen, one, it's saving us from something worse that may have happened, but also God only allows bad things because something good can come from it. Not that it's necessarily his ordained will that we experience the bad things, but he can use those bad things even for his good. And we see him using this martyrdom, this killing of Stephen, as a way to fulfill the responsorial psalm that we had today. Right? All the earth cry out to God with joy. All the earth, not just the Jews, not just the chosen people, but all the earth. And so we can maybe ponder in our imagination how the Jews over all those centuries who sang that psalm, how did they imagine that that psalm would be fulfilled when there was such a clear division between us and not us, us and them, but somehow the whole world would cry out to God with joy. In the aftermath of the martyrdom of St. Stephen, we see this taking place. Like even to Samaria that Philip went, the hated people who had heard the gospel a few years earlier when that woman at the well had encountered Jesus and she ran home. And the beginnings of the conversion of Samaria started. And now here's Philip bringing the life-saving message of Jesus Christ. And there was joy throughout the whole city. As we come and gather each morning, encountering the living, the powerful word of Jesus Christ, the powerful living bread of life, may we have that same impulse to go out into the world, to share the good news, to bring the joy of the resurrection to everyone that we meet today. Amen.